Sorry, sometimes with Zoom, with everybody on, it gets a little crazy and stuff. So we want to replace worry with prayer and our affirmations. You know the law of attraction. We create from joy. If we come from lack or fear, that's what comes back to us. 4, remove the words fear or afraid from your vocabulary. Use words like, I trust, I believe, I'm open to receiving, rather than I am afraid. And 5, we want to act in faith despite fear. And this requires courage, which is acting in spite of fear. When we choose this, we are living in a higher vibration. You may have heard of David Hawkins' book called Transcending the Levels of Consciousness, in which he puts a vibrational level on different consciousness. Despair, for example, is at 20, and unconditional love is at 240. He believes that below 200 vibration, people are taking energy from others. Courage is at 200. And it is that point where we no longer take energy, but start to give it back. Our thoughts can be our best friend or our worst enemy. Many of you may know of Dr. Masaru Emoto, who really looked at the formation of crystals in frozen water. He was able to take slices and photograph them. And he saw that when you use beautiful, kind, loving words, the crystals formed into beautiful works of art. And that if you used harsh or angry, fearful, hateful words, the crystals became misshapen. They became deformed. And you have to remember that our bodies are made of water, other things too, but mostly water. And so we want to make sure that we give beautiful and loving words. As we say in ISD, only words of love are spoken here. But the biggest, the most beautiful crystals in Dr. Emoto's thoughts was that those of love and gratitude. Love and gratitude, in his opinion, made the most beautiful crystals. So we do look to bring love into our lives, but we also want to be in gratitude. And gratitude is saying to ourselves that right now, life is good. Life is everything that I need. I'm safe. I'm well protected. I have what I need and love, and I am grateful. There's a part of living in this right now. If you go out into your thoughts, into the future, oh my God, what's going to happen? Bring it back into, I'm grateful. Right now, things are good. Things, I've got a place to live. I have friends. I have family. I have a way of connecting. I have my church. I have God. I have food. We want to go back to right now, what's going on. Because our thoughts can take us to many places, some of them really wonderful, but a lot of times it can bring us back into fear. So just take a moment right now and go into, I am grateful right now. Just take that moment, close your eyes and go, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the blessings right now, right now. Have your beautiful thoughts. Take a look. And it's like counting your blessings. We've all heard of that. We're counting blessings. We're saying that right now we're safe. Right now, life is good. I'm good. I'm safe. And I trust in whatever happens. So, when we go forth today, I want us to trust in the goodness of the universe. Outcomes will occur. Some we may not want, but others will lead us to new awareness. And we want to live in love. We want to live in courage. And we want to live in our gratefulness, knowing that we are beloved, that we are loved by the divine, and all we need is to keep opening up and receiving that. Thank you.